This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Time now for the Bowser Chevrolet Quest for the Best High School Football Show.
Live from Dave & Buster's and brought to you by Diulis Law and by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company.
Here's Dan Zangrilli, Carlos Zavko, and the Dean of High School Sports, Mike White.
And welcome in to another round of sound, a rousing edition of High School Sports Talk for the next 2 hours, live from, as we like to call it, the Casino for Kids, Dave and Buster's. Two locations. Tonight we're in the North Hills. Tomorrow we are at Homestead after our KDKA Radio Game of the Week, the Central Catholic Vikings and the Pine Richland Rams from the rolling hills of Carnegie Mellon University, home of the Tartans, Gessling Stadium, and it will be a place, a jam-packed place for one of the more anticipated matchups in the 2025 regular season. Week zero's in the books. We had an unbelievable KDKA kickoff classic at the Wolverina. Five games in about 24 hours. Carlos Zavko, Mike White alongside Dan Zang. Really glad to be with you. All fired up, ready to go, Michael. Not only for tomorrow's game, but for a weekend that I think, from an August standpoint, has a number of really good games, and I think we're going to learn a lot about a number of teams just based on, you know, some of the head-to-head competition.
And it's almost like football weather, isn't it?
It is. I'm like a little chilly.
Yeah.
I'm in a T-shirt, shorts, bad move.
Sissy, he's chilling.
Yeah, I am.
But it is. It's almost like it's like October. I need a quarter zip on here. which I think is great. It's unusual because it's always hot these first 2 weeks. But you hear coaches so many times, Dan, and rightly so, saying maybe the biggest improvement for the team a lot of times is from that first game to the second game. So I think you'll see some different things from teams this year. And I really think tomorrow night there are two games that are maybe two of the best, if not the best, of the first half of the season in Central Catholic Pine Richland and Peters Township McKeesport. I mean, those are two great games with big-time players in them and a lot of attention, and I think people are really curious to see a couple of things. What about Central?
Mm-hmm.
After last week, you know, they played a great team. Is Pine really what they appear to be? And what will Peters Township do against Key Man Spell? Not Key Mon Spell.
Key Man.
He is a man.
As in, like, He-Man? Like
he is a man.
Like the 1980s cartoons of the superhero?
Masters of the Universe.
So we'll be talking about that game, both of those games, extensively coming up a little bit later on. The North Hills Indians will be in the house here.
Woohoo!
We are at the North at Blockway, Block at Northway.
The Block at Northway.
The Block at Northway.
Yeah.
What did you say?
The North at Blockway. So
a spork in his food.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Mike, you did a column rating the top 10 players of the last 25 years in the history of the WPIAO. Maybe we'll kick that around if we have some time. And I guess where we want to begin, Carlo, is the big takeaways from a week zero. Maybe the KDKA Kickoff Classic had two of the big storylines. I thought we saw a really good one in North Allegheny, Woodland Hills. Maybe both teams showing us a little something. But then Saturday afternoon, you say Keyman, Keyman Spell, the Penn State commit. This is a five-star guy. What he was able to do against Delaware Valley, five touchdowns, taking an opening kick back for a touchdown against a fairly, I'd say, formidable Delaware Valley team. That's, for those uninitiated, a team out east in the state of Pennsylvania. Was that your big takeaway, or is there something else that happened on Friday night that we should say, okay, that's something to watch, and we learned what?
I think it was tough to not say. I mean, Command Spell just stole the show. He really did. And it was highlight amongst highlight. You know, it was posted all over social media. Rivals.com got it. It was number one on their homepage. I mean, he really did steal the show. And, you know, of all the talent on that field at the Wolverine this last weekend, I mean, you would make a pretty strong case that Kamon was easily the best. And LaSalle had a five-star themselves and a couple four-stars, not to mention all of Central Catholic's four-stars.
I would say over that weekend, what would you think, maybe a half dozen Sunday guys potentially between ten teams?
Heck, there might be a half dozen at LaSalle alone.
Sure, half dozen Sunday guys?
You think
wow,
so?
I mean, that's...
You would have to say, Kamon won. LaSalle would have to have two.
Two, yep. The O'Brien kid, the two kids going to Notre Dame.
Central would need one. And I think there's probably one, maybe two on Central Catholic's roster right now. So, I mean,
Carla, that is saying an awful lot.
It is.
I honestly, I hate doing that to high school kids.
Well, if you're counting the freshmen, sophomores, and juniors as well, not just the senior class.
Yeah.
Not just the senior class.
All right, who would you say on Central then?
On Central, I think one of those two tackles will probably make it. They're both 6'6 plus, either Callis or Halter.
I think Colson Gatton could potentially be
I think one or two of Gatton or Blatt. I think that's maybe a 30% chance one of those two go, but there's a...
Well, I guess the point remains there's a lot of talent on the field, whether it's three, whether it's six, whether
it's really
whether
impressed it's with
one.
The LaSalle quarterback. I thought he was the biggest difference in the game.
I think Sidwar might be the best player in the state. I mean, that was unbelievable what he did.
Honestly, and this is no knock against Owen Herrick, but that was the difference in the game.
Yeah.
You know, Owen Herrick is a sophomore, had never played a down of varsity football before, and he's not going to face teams like that every week, but he's going to face a good one again this week. But if Central is going to be what they think, they have to run the ball with some success.
Oh, yeah.
And they will. And Owen Herrick, he's going to need to improve. I think he has a lot of potential. He was 8 for 30.
That was his stat line.
That was from Central stats.
Wow, yeah.
I mean, 8 for 30. So
the ball popped off of his hand. It looked good, but it just wasn't
going.
It wasn't going to the right people. And I'll tell you what, Sidbar, how many drops did LaSalle have for that kid? His stats should have been even crazier. And they kept dropping the ball.
Going to Missouri.
Going to Missouri.
It was a rousing edition of a Kickoff Classic at the Wolverine. And to get back to the original topic of McKeesport, of Keyman Spell, what he did, five touchdowns in that game. I'll ask the question, do you think that this is the year that McKeesport is the bride and not the bridesmaid? Because year after year after year, they get close. They're right at the doorstep. Every once in a while, they'll get to the championship game. But that ring still eludes the Tigers. But now, because Spell is who he is, and we saw what, against pretty good competition, he has the ability to do.
Delaware Valley's not real great. I'm not downplaying what he did. But historically in this year, that's not a great team.
TJ, Bell, Vernon, and Aliquippa are a little bit different. Than Delaware.
And I'm not saying McKeesport can't win it, but because he's an X factor. But the other big takeaway I had, like, this Bethel Park, you know, they lost so much, everybody was like, how about that? They bring in this kid who wasn't even on the team last year, and to pass is divine. That's Evan Devine.
That's Devine,
I'm getting a little religious on you, Mr. Zangrilli, to pass as Devine. He threw for 389 yards, and he wasn't even playing football last year.
Yeah. Where did Coach Peckage find him? Just walking the halls?
He was playing golf. He played before. Mm. He decided not to play last year. He came back this year. Threw for 389 yards.
So you think Bethel might be right in the thick of it?
I want to see them. They play Mars this week. That's another interesting game. I want to see how they do, but That was an eye-opener.
Yeah, yeah, it was big. Another massive takeaway, people keep glossing over it. Central Catholic has cheerleaders this year, first time since 1993.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, they had cheerleaders.
Where are they
had
from?
Like, they
Oakland
had like
Catholic?
25, 30.
Are they from Oakland Catholic?
Oakland Catholic girls.
I did not see that.
Yeah.
There's not girls at the school, but there are girls on the sidelines.
Right. I couldn't believe my eyes.
Probably the players couldn't either. Yeah.
Well, ladies, coming back here in a moment, we'll continue on with our high school football chatter. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
And we'll be welcoming in the North Hills Indians before too long, so we invite you to stay tuned. Hey, how about the top 10 players this century from Western Pennsylvania? Mike, you put together a long list. It created a little bit of controversy and always a great conversation, and we'll get into some of that coming up a little bit later on. So we invite you to stay tuned here as we get you ready for officially week one of the high school football season, the KDKA Radio Game of the Week, powered by Bowser Chevrolet. Tomorrow, Pine Richland and Central Catholic at Carnegie Mellon University. Do stay with us. Quest for the best high school football coverage from Dave and Buster's in the North Hills on KDKA Radio.
Back to the Bowser Chevrolet Quest for the Best high school football show.
Live from Dave and Buster's.
Here at the North Hills location, getting you ready for a big night of football tomorrow on KDKA Radio. Carlo Zofko, Mike White. Mike, you going to a game tomorrow night? You're going to go to Carnegie Mellon?
I am not.
You're not? Okay, you're just going to sit back and kind of monitor all of
this? Well, are you going to a game?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I want to guess.
I'm going to watch both of those games on TV. Peters and Keysport and Central Pine.
Yeah. There you go.
Flick see, there are some advantages to being semi-retired. You can do watch two games at once. And so,
who's Penn Hills playing tomorrow?
Woodland Hills,
yes.
I think.
Penn Hills will win on Hills.
And the Penn Hills Indian Network is live or broadcasting their game, and they do an excellent job for like just a YouTube broadcast.
Sure.
They work hard at it, and it's always a good show.
Nice, nice. And you'll be at CMU with us,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
Great. All right, let's get to a conversation, Mike, that I think you always, you know, you're stirring it up all the time.
Mike's like me. He likes poking.
Yeah. Getting everybody talking.
It wasn't meant to be poking. It was, I know those things do.
Oh, it ruffles feathers.
I copied it off of Joe Starkey. He's been doing this quarter century series of various subjects, and I said, you know what? It's interesting, so I copied off.
And what you put together is your perspective of who the best Western Pennsylvania football players are over the last 25 years. And let's kind of roll them down, because I think there's a lot of folks that want to.
Well, I'd like to hear your guys, too, maybe if you do top five. But, yeah, and, you know, Dan, I want to preface it with saying, you know, there, it can be whatever you want when you think you're 10. Like, there's a lot of people that think it should be a big factor should be what you do after high school. If that's what you believe, fine. I tried to make it, you know, I think it should be a combination of both. And rightly or wrongly, a lot of times a player's legacy is largely what they did after high school. But it's also what they did in high school. So I think you have to kind of look at both. But I, as I said in the beginning, I'm going to give more weight to what you did in high school. Now, you're going to have players that, you know, ran for, at the small class level, ran for 6,000 yards. But, no, they don't deserve to be top 10 all time. So, you kind of have to balance a lot of things.
So, to run them down very quickly, we'll go from 10 to 1. Phil Jurkovic, quarterback, Pine Richland, who went originally to Notre Dame. Steve Breston in the early 2000s, of course, an electric player at Woodland Hills. Russell Shell, the all-time leading rusher in the history of the state of Pennsylvania, 9,078 yards. He's number 8. Linebacker, Upper St. Clair product, Sean Lee, who went to Penn State, and of course a long tenure in the National Football League. Same could be said with Paul Posluszny, also a Penn Stater. Hopewell, class of 2003. He's number 6. Tyler Pelko, a big-time winner at West Allegheny while his dad was the coach. I think they won 3 straight WPIL championships.
State.
And then went to the state championship each of those 3 years and went 1-2. Darrell Rebus, a Pro Football Hall of Famer, is at number 4. Tyler Boyd, he's got a stadium named after him. He's number 3. Aaron Donald, this is the interesting one because he comes in at number 2. And then Terrell Pryor, Pride of Ohio State, the Jeanette Jayhawks quarterback. 2008. It's hard to take anybody off of this list for me. I don't want to say you hit it perfectly, but I'd love to hear maybe the honorable mentions. Who gets on? Maybe Jurkovic, but for my money, I mean, he was the best, I think, pure passer. What the definition of a quarterback is supposed to be that I've ever seen 20 years of doing this.
I understand Phil's college career didn't pan out how everybody thought. That doesn't take away one iota of what he did in high school.
Carlo,
it was crazy.
Also, he was pretty good at Boston College.
No, not to mention, he could have left and been a fourth-round pick. He decided to come back, and then things got injured and things got derailed. Yeah, he would have been a draft pick after that 2020 year, no doubt about it. But, yeah, it's
Well, Carlo, I want to say, you know, I think people, because of what happened to Pitt that last year, forget how good that sucker was in high school. I mean, Dan, I'm going to tell you right now, Art Walker said to me after they lost him in the semifinals, he might be the best quarterback around here since Marino. Yeah. I mean, there were people who thought, including me, I thought he had pro potential. I mean, he wasn't just a quarterback. He could run. That sucker was a really good athlete. And look at his stats.
Yeah.
I mean, he was considered one of the better quarterbacks around here in the last 40 years.
The shame of him being a quarterback is that his freshman year he actually played linebacker, and he would have been a power forward linebacker. He was unbelievable at linebacker.
Well, his freshman year he did not even play at all in the varsity. He played on the ninth grade team.
Yeah.
They had a ninth grade team.
So the big one on the list, because everybody, I think you can make an argument, they did some really significant things, whether they won championships, whether they set records, put up big numbers. Coming in on number 2 at the list, He probably is the best defensive player in the history of the National Football League when we talk about Aaron Donald. Very well, likely on the Mount Rushmore of University of Pittsburgh players, and I think that's saying quite a bit. He comes in at number two, but I remember watching him in high school. That was a good player. It was a Division I player, but it was just one of many Division I players. To say that he was going to go on to Pitt, do what he did, to go to the NFL as he did, do what he did, you did not see that when he was in a Penn Hills uniform.
I think a lot of players that go on to great things, you don't necessarily know, especially. Right. But I'm going to say this thing, and I heard Chris Muller and Pony talking about it today. Chris was saying, well, he wasn't that good in high school. He was only recruited by this and this, and he wasn't rated this high. Well, this isn't ratings, but what they were. And did you ever see him play? Carlo, did you ever?
I
saw him play, and you know what? There was a knock against him for the major college, and it was, he's not big enough.
Yeah, well.
But then, in the playoffs against Upper St. Clair, ask Jim Render, they couldn't block him. He was really good in high school.
And he was, I guess, a proverbial late bloomer from what we know. One thing I want to pick up on the other side of this is the list. It's kind of old. Jurkovic is the most recent player, and that was 7 years ago, his senior year, 2018. So let's discuss that. Why isn't anybody in the last 2, 3, 5 years on this list? So we'll kick that around as we continue here from Dave and Buster's in the North Hills. The North Hills Indians will be stopping by the program as well. Mike White, Carlo Zofko alongside Dan Zangrilli. Do stay with us. David Ballarato in just a moment with the news here on KDKA.
It's the Bowser Chevrolet Quest for the Best High School Football Show.
Live from Dave and Buster's.
Welcome back. Dave and Buster's North Hills location. Tomorrow will be postgame at the Homestead Waterfront location after the Central Catholic Pine Richland game, right down the road from Carnegie Mellon University. So if you're headed to that big game, the kitchen will be open late at Dave and Buster's. And Paul Alexander, Carlo Zofko will be there. And who knows, maybe some others will stop by Dave and Buster's. Mike White, Post-Gazette High School Sports Editor, Carlo Zofko, the WPIAL Insider, Dan Zangrilli here at the Dave and Buster's location. We'll talk to the North Hills Indians coming up a little bit later on in the second hour of the program. But before
I need to interrupt you 1 second. Yeah. I'm not that anymore. You introduced me.
Yeah.
I'm not that.
Emeritus.
I'm semi. Okay, you could say that.
Emeritus. Editor Emeritus. I just didn't want to offend you.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been. I just want to be honest. I don't want to.
I'm
semi-retired.
Yeah, it's Passavant's right down the road from us, right? And I did. I mean, we're going to have to start.
Okay. You're going to go there. There's going to be some furniture moving here in a minute.
Well, I mean,
I might need to get in between these two over
here. Some furniture moving.
And by furniture, you can still lift a Craftmatic bed.
Tell him in an 8-iron.
Yeah.
Well, I've been doing that a lot.
You know, I'm just happy to be here at Dave and Buster's while we're here, because pretty soon we're going to be at the cafeteria at the
Passavant.
Anyway.
St. Barnabas isn't far from here either.
No, they're not. Well, Presbyterian Senior Care is where I think you belong. Anyway, all right. So your list, best high school football players in the 2000s. Really good list, 10-1. Most of these guys, Carlo, Mike, they're early in the 2000s, 2002, 2003, 2008. The youngest is Phil Jurkovic, and most everybody's career is over. Who am I thinking of here? Nobody is actually active. Well, Boyd, I would say.
No, he's semi. He's semi. Been picked up yet. He's still free agent.
He's still looking, I guess, so not officially.
Phone's not ringing, though.
Right, yeah. Interesting. So outside of that, I mean Jurkovic, I think he's, for the most part, right? He's moved on.
The most recent. Life's work.
But yes. So where I'm going with this is 7 years ago was the last time we've seen what we would consider a top 10 player in 25 years. Nobody recently is a clear-cut favorite to be on this list, to be in the conversation, and that's a lot of years, that's a lot of players, that's a lot of games, that's essentially two waves of classes, so to speak. So, who, Mike, if you're doing this 5 years from now, will this list change? if you're doing this list 10 years from now, will this list change?
Oh,
this is where I'm going.
There's no doubt, and I know Carla has an opinion. I want to say this real fast. I think that's a sign of Western Pennsylvania football the last 6-7 years. I mean, I've written stories on it. That I mean, the number of FBS kids, number of Power 5 kids, Power 4 now, is way down. Yeah. I mean, you're talking like the last 5 years or so, 6-7.
Nobody drafted last year.
Nobody drafted last year. Now, this year, we have 14 kids already committed to Power Conference schools. That is the most in more than a decade.
Yeah. I think it was 2012.
Yeah, so it's I think it's a sign of talent here, and maybe things do go in state cycles. I don't know. We have some really good juniors, too, but I think a sign of what Western PA football is now.
So, in the original question, 5 years from now, is this list that Mike put together, Carlo,
good, Carlo.
Will it change, and will somebody be bumped off by someone who does something?
I think Kamon Spell would have to have an unbelievable junior and senior year. He certainly absolutely can, but I don't know. Defensively, I think he's a good defensive player. Those guys on defense were phenomenal.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
I think the one guy you have to bring up is Matt Sigg. You know, he's won back-to-back Whipple titles. If he gets a state championship this year with all the stats and all the records he will break going on to Penn State, top 50 recruit in the country, he starts checking a lot of those boxes to make those lists. I think he's at least in the realm. Not saying he's on it. You know, I have a couple question marks next to his name, but I think he's in the realm. But definitely in discussion for that 9 or 10 spot.
I would agree with him. You know, I think Matt, you look at that. He's going to be the all-time leader by far, unless he gets hurt, in offensive yards. He's going to have the record for most touchdowns. He has two championships. He's going to be the probably the second player ever to have 5,000 yards passing and 5,000 yards rushing.
You know what my favorite thing about him is? You know, Matt Sigg, everybody kind of knew.
Humble as heck.
everybody kind of knew in eighth grade he was going to be a dude. Probably maybe not like this, but they knew he was going to be a player. He stayed at Fort Cherry, could have went kind of wherever he wanted, stayed at Fort Cherry, wanted to win a championship. I was already won two. Now he's trying to get that ever-elusive state championship.
And for those that are just tuning us in, Mike put together an article, Top 10 Players the Last 25 Years, the Year 2000s. And just to catch everybody up to speed on that list, if you didn't hear it, 10-1, Jurkovic, Pine Richland, the quarterback there, Steve Breston, Woodland Hills, 2002. All-time leading rusher in Pennsylvania, Russell Shell, 9,078 yards. He's number 8. Sean Lee of the Upper St. Clair Panthers is number 7. Paul Posluszny, number 6. That's an interesting one, slotting Posluszny ahead of Lee, I think. Or these are ranked, I guess, right?
They're ranked. Okay. I think Posluszny had a better 2 years than Sean Lee did in high school.
Palko, Tyler, West Allegheny quarterback, 2002. Darrell Rivas, 4. Tyler Boyd, 3. 2 is Aaron Donald. And then 1 is Terrell Pryor.
Okay, now who are you? You keep talking. Let me hear your top 5, maybe. Come on.
So when I take this list, okay, and I take Donald, I'm not going to put him there. I'm gonna take away what they did after they left Western Pennsylvania. I put him on the list because of that, but I also don't give it as much.
You don't put him
gravitas.
That high. You don't put him number 2.
It does not have. Because
where do you put him then?
I would probably put him at like 8 or 9.
Okay.
On that list, he's on it. He gets to be on it because of what he did at Pitt, and he became the best defensive player in the history of the NFL from where I sit. But I watched him at Penn Hills. Good player, you know. I'm not going to weigh him number 2 or put him in the top 5 for that.
I watched him at Penn Hills, and he was really good.
But like top 5? I mean, ahead of Posluszny and Lee and those guys, good?
Well,
and then I'm talking about the high school.
I think he was overlooked because he wasn't. The knocking, right, Carla? He wasn't.
I have him at 4 for what it's worth.
There you go.
And I hold a lot of weight. Bob Junko, you know, one of the greatest Whipple recruiters ever, said easily the best offensive or defensive lineman to come out of the Whipple since the year 2000. He used to tell me that at Pitt all the time. I'm with Bob Junko here. And I got to see Aaron play. I was in high school when Aaron played. I was in the stands as a ninth grader when Aaron scooped and scored on Central Catholic. It was number 2 on SportsCenter.
So when we talk about the best offensive lineman since the year 2000, and again, I'm separating post-high school with high school. Tyler Reed was something else.
Oh, he was really good.
He was
really good defensively.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, when you say best line, I mean, Coach Junko, do you remember Tyler Reed?
Really good. Mm-hmm.
He was, I would venture a guess, right?
If you had,
you know, them both playing at the same time in the same era, which I would also argue that Reed played in a better era.
Yeah.
I mean, who would have been better? I might put him on the list. So that's the one omission.
Well, everybody says, oh, how can you have not have this guy? How can and this guy and this guy? Okay, well, then who are you knocking off?
Sure.
I always love that about lists.
Yeah.
Put this guy on. Name who you're taking off.
All right, well, do you got 5? Carla, do you got 5? Who are your 5?
I do have 5.
Go.
My number 1 is Terrell Pryor. My number 2 is Tyler Boyd. My number 3 is Darrell Rivas. 4, I have Aaron Donald. And 5, you're not going to like this, the man that made me fall in love with high school football, Eugene Jarvis.
That's...
You know, people, I will say, here's the thing with Eugene Jarvis. Really good.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you're going to be one of the top 10 players, all of them, except Jurkovic, were studs both sides of the ball.
Yeah, and that's an excellent point.
He was a great running back. But he was only one side.
Did not play defense. Yep, good point.
That was my reasoning for not putting him in the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
Top 20, maybe? Yeah.
He might send you a message, pal.
Oh, he will. Thorin already kind of did, so.
Who was the kid at Duquesne? Who am I thinking of? The little Dukes.
Elijah Fields. His son is in high school now.
Oh, wow.
Unbelievable. Down in Georgia.
Good.
Yeah, he sent me his tape. I said, that's your kid? He said, oh, yeah.
He was pretty good.
I forget how long ago he played. I guess he was in the 2000s.
Early
2000s.
Late. He played at Pitt like 2009.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, you didn't give us yours.
Okay.
You
told
I think Danny's dancing around
No,
definitely.
I'm trying to go. I'm going to go.
There's some North Hills people ready to throw stuff at him.
Pryor is one. Bill Lamb is two.
he's not here.
No, he's not well.
North Hills linebacker, by the way.
I would put him at one if he were here because he was that nasty.
He was.
He was that nasty.
I think he still is that nasty.
I mean, I'm sure he was. Ryan Lehmeyer, three.
Brody Zinger, the new coach, four.
Yeah, there you have it. Robert Dickerson, five.
Yeah.
All right.
Real quick.
All right. One is
Pryor.
Two, I'm gonna go Pelko too. The winner, just a winner. You know what I mean? That means something.
And
okay.
Also, great defensively.
And a player, right?
Yep.
And a player. Three, I'll go Boyd. Four. And this is the early biases, right? You know, those packed houses at the Wolverina. Steve Breston was electric. He's the most electric athlete on this list.
He and Tyler Pelko were our co-players of the year their senior year. Go ahead.
Yeah, and then five.
Revis.
Revis. God, how do you leave him off? You can't. But then again, Russell Shell. Man,
what Shell did and how Hopewell fell off after he left.
Yeah,
I mean, that's 100%. That's an impact.
You know, man, how do you leave off?
And I'm not knocking what he did, but you know what, Carlo and Lynn, they would give him the ball 40 times a game.
100%.
I mean, not knocking what he did.
Yep.
But and he also really didn't play defense much until his senior year.
Yep.
And you know what? Yeah, I watched him when I was on the broadcast team of West Virginia, and they ran the wheels off of him then, and he was a really good Big 12 back. Very underrated. I mean, it didn't work out for him at Pitt, but he came down to West Virginia, was really, really good, part of a 10-win team. And, you know, a career to be really proud of.
Yeah, carved out a nice career, for sure.
I mean, it didn't work out at the next level, but that's all right. Man, Breston, watching him, calling that game, very first game at Heinz Field, what was that, a little bootleg? To the left,
against
I think.
Central.
Against Central and down the sideline. There might have been 25,000 people there at Accuracy.
I have called, he had exclamation points for legs, and I have called him the most exciting player that I've seen in the WPL in all these years.
It was just lightning in a bottle, and, you know, no matter where he was on the field, it could have been third down and 48 from your own 6-yard line, and then it may well have been, you know, third down and one.
Should have won a state championship if they had turf.
Yeah.
They lost in a cold, muddy, total mud, and he couldn't take it. He didn't like it. He couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
And they lost. I think it was in the Chamonix.
Yep.
All right. Do stay with us. Coming up next here from Dave and Buster's, more high school football chatter. What do you think we get into next? All of this NIL stuff, just another layer to it. Well, we got some tough management here, right? It's all about management.
We got a lot of money.
Yeah. How much is it? That's what we'll discuss. 16, 17-year-old kids starting to cash in on name, image, and likeness in Western Pennsylvania. Who, how, what? We'll discuss that coming up. Quest for the Best, live at Dave & Buster's, North Hills, Block and Northway. North Hills Indians will be our guest next hour as well. We invite you to stay tuned here on KDKA.
Let's return to the Bowser Chevrolet Quest for the Best High School Football Show.
Live from Dave & Buster's.
Welcome back to Dave & Buster's. Thanks for being with us, talking all things high school football as we get ready tomorrow for the Central Catholic Vikings and the Pine Richland Rams, live from Carnegie Mellon University, Gesling Stadium, home of the Tartans. Mike White, Carlo Zofko. I was talking NIL. I want to check myself here at...
Nil?
Well, not nil, but the rev share money, which I guess is a different, technically speaking, from the name, image, and likeness earning capability that a college player certainly has. Carlo, that's a different nuanced thing, and that's coming down the pike. Basically, the revenues that the university
is here.
Yeah. So let's talk about what that means, number one, Carlo, to break that down and... The next steps and the trickle it has into the high school space.
Well, what that means is teams now have about $20 million, and it'll increase substantially each and every year. $20 million to share amongst their athletes, majority of it going to football or men's basketball. And really what's going on is teams now have money to pay their players, and that is how the University of Pittsburgh retained all their players this year, for instance, like the Cal Lewis and the Rasheem Bowles and the Eli Holsteins of the world. That's how you're going to have to do
and
it.
And that money's primarily coming from the television deals, right?
Yes, correct.
So just so everybody knows, it's not coming out of like tuition dollars or anything along
and
those
sponsors,
lines.
Sponsors, like a lot of teams are now putting a sponsor in the middle of the field. That's big money to get your revenue for your program. Things like that, but the university can now pay these players. What's happening is it's the trickle-down effect into the high school players. Like, hey, we now have money to give to you. So, you know, when you talk about prioritizing a kid, you can now see exactly where you stand on a college coach's board with how much money
they
offer.
It's free agency going into your freshman year, right, Mike, for lack of a better term?
Well, I did a big story on it last week, and it got a lot of interest. And I'll tell you the genesis of the story, and I thought – which I was happy to, is maybe to, part of a journalist is to educate maybe the public and let them know. And I think me being able to put some numbers out there opens some eyes.
Oh, yeah.
So let's talk about that when we come back, okay? Because I think that's important to kind of quantify it all and give everybody an idea of what really is at stake. So the revenue share, separate from name, image, likeness,
it's on top of it.
Yeah, it's
right.
On top.
Yeah. Yeah. So two separate different disciplines, silos, pots of money that have infiltrated college athletics. And now how does that trickle down and affect the high schoolers? We'll discuss it here because we're talking high school football this week in the WPIL Quest for the Best. Here from Dave and Buster's, Dan Zhang, really Mike White, Carlo Zofko, inviting you to stay tuned. The news with David Ballarato is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.